AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? Well, we really want to know. And I suspect you are. And I'm suspicious, you know, tinfoil hat thinking. I suspect you are because you're listening to this radio show right now. Well, we got the Biden issue going on, and it happens to be Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden and his issues going forward. And then there's just Joe, right? His affectionate style. All the things that go along with Joe Biden. Inquiring minds want to know about Joe. Now, Tucker Carlson had some things to say about this. He says, apologizing for aiding or adding to the Biden-hugging hysteria. Interesting how this all plays out, ladies and gentlemen. Interesting how Mr. Biden and all the things that everybody's been talking about with Mr. Biden's playing out. But inquiring minds want to know about Mr. Biden, including you, I suspect, right? Anyway.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. We want to begin tonight's show with an apology. Apologies aren't something you often hear on cable news, on this or any other show, but we're offering one anyway. There's no lawsuit forcing us to do it, no court order making us or skittish advertisers. We're sincere in this. We mean it. It has to do with Joe Biden. Biden, as you know, is planning to run for president again. He's been back in the news this week in all the wrong ways after a series of women accused him of inappropriate physical contact. Biden's first accuser, Lucy Flores, described what it was like to have the former vice president kiss the top of her head.
I felt him get closer. He leaned in and was like right behind me on my body. And he leans down, smells my hair, and then plants this big, long kiss on the top of my head.
Another accuser, a woman called Amy Lapos, remembered that Biden once gave her an unwelcome Eskimo kiss.
He walked up to me and wrapped his hands around my face like that and pulled me in and started rubbing noses with me. It was for like a good 15 seconds, and I remember thinking, is he going to kiss me?
And then yesterday, two more women came forward. One of them recounted that Biden had once hugged her, quote, a little too long. Well, this is how presidential campaigns die. So, desperate to end the story, Joe Biden released a statement today promising not to touch strangers anymore.
In my career, I've always tried to make a human connection. That's my responsibility, I think. I shake hands, I hug people, I grab men and women by the shoulders and say, you can do this. Now it's all about taking selfies together. Social norms have begun to change, they've shifted, and the boundaries of protecting personal space have been reset. And I get it. I get it. I hear what they're saying. I understand it. And I'll be much more mindful. That's my responsibility. My responsibility, and I'll meet it. But I always believe governing, quite frankly, life for that matter, is about connecting. About connecting with people. That will change, but I will be more mindful and respectful of people's personal space. And that's a good thing.
There's something sad, pathetic really, about watching a 76-year-old man apologize for not understanding selfie culture. You'd hope your own golden years would be a little more dignified than that. But Biden's a politician and he had no choice. They drove him to it. And so did we. And that's the point of tonight's apology. When the story first broke that Biden had been passing out Eskimo kisses and sniffing other people's hair, it was irresistible. You couldn't not laugh at it, and we heartily did. We mocked Joe Biden as a compulsive hugger, a cuddler run amok. It was too amusing. But what we should have said every bit as loudly, and what we apologize now for not saying, is that hugging is not sexual assault. Eskimo kisses aren't rape. That used to be obvious. It's not obvious anymore. And so we're sorry for helping to blur the distinction between human affection and coercive immoral behavior. The last thing this country needs is more aggrieved people who think they've been assaulted because a senior citizen hugged them wrong. And so we apologize for adding to that nonsense and anti-human hysteria. None of this, by the way, is a defense of Joe Biden the man or his run for president. We disagree with him on a lot of things. Just a week ago, we told you about his craven and absurd claim that America should get rid of our English legal tradition. Biden says things like that all the time, and we'll keep criticizing him when he does. But hugging people is not a sin. Sorry, it's not, even if many on the left would like to criminalize it. Listen to Nancy Pelosi describe the lessons she has drawn from watching Joe Biden.
I don't think it's disqualifying because I think it's disqualifying is with what your intention is. I do think this about communication in general beyond this. I'm a member of the Straight Arm Club. I mean, I'm a straight armor and all this. Just pretend you have a cold and I have a cold.
Let's pretend we all have colds. That's the world Nancy Pelosi demands we live in. But what kind of society is that, a place where everyone has a cold? It's a sick society. It's a cold and antiseptic place, a fearful place, a society where censors watch and judge your every action, a place where it's unwise to get too close to other people. In a society like that, exuberance and human warmth are too risky to display in public. It is a joyless PC hell. Nancy Pelosi and so many on the left already live there. You can see it on their faces. They are miserable and afraid. They insist that we join them. We won't go. A country where you're afraid to touch other people is a country we don't want to live in.
Okay, so there's a lot to unpack in Tucker's apology, isn't there? A lot to unpack. Let me unpack my perspective on his apology. I think that Joe Biden was wrong, completely wrong, in signs of affection. And again, I go deeper into some of the other symptomologies and go back years and years and years looking at pictures and say to myself, completely, utterly wrong. And I was astounded, quite frankly, that I was asleep at the switch about Joe Biden. Well, you know, he's kind of sweet Uncle Crazy Joe. You kind of get into that, right? And about his policies and so on, you get into that. But, you know, I don't agree with Tucker in the standpoint that let him off the hook. Let Joe Biden off the hook for his behavior like this. It's been in our face, which is a sign of a predator. That concerns me. Now, the other part of it, which is exactly right what Tucker's saying, living in an antiseptic world of the PC people is exactly where we're at with a lot of this. But yet, you know, it was okay for them to criticize anybody on the right at all and destroy careers, while all along we're seeing overt behavior by someone from the left, Joe Biden. And no one was saying anything about that. No, they're making excuses for him. And I don't want to find ourselves in the position of making excuses for something so blatantly in our face. Because some of the actions of Joe Biden were not acceptable, in my opinion. And were not acceptable to the women that he was accosting publicly and in our face. Let's not forget that. But PC stuff, yeah, the antiseptic world he talks about, I agree with that. But the other part, Joe Biden was really, really wrong, especially as the massive pictures and other stuff came out. And then there's more coming out about him. It's hard to defend that one. It's hard to apologize for that one. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, there's a series of articles out about Joe Biden and his son. And we reported this 2 years ago when things were happening like this. That's the crazy thing. That's why we call it the crazy train. That's the crazy thing. An article in the Pursuit of Happiness radio show. Actually, I believe this really came from the article really came out of someplace with to do with the Getty people. Pursuit of Happiness radio show. We're going to go with that, of course. Pursuit of Happiness radio show. We'll take that one. Pursuit of Happiness radio show with Ken Webster Jr. Joe Biden used his VP influence to stop prosecutor from going after son. It's From the Hill by Johnny Solomon. 2 years after leaving office, Joe Biden couldn't resist the temptation last year to brag to an audience of foreign policy specialists about the time as vice president that he strong-armed Ukraine into firing its top prosecutor. In his own words, with video cameras rolling, Biden described how he threatened Ukrainian President Pyotr Poroshenko on March 2016, that the Obama administration would pull $1 billion in loan guarantees, sending the former Soviet Republic toward insolvency if it didn't immediately fire Prosecutor General Viktor Shokin. I said, "You're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here in, I think," says, "You're not going to get the billion that I'm going to be leaving you here in. I think it is about 6 hours." I looked at them and said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor is not fired, you're not getting the $1 billion of money," Biden recalled telling Poroshenko. Well, son of a bitch, he got fired. And then they put in place someone who was solid at the time, Biden said. He told the Council of Foreign Relations event, insisting that President Obama was in on the threat. Interviews with half a dozen senior Ukrainian officials confirm Biden's account, though they claim the pressure was applied over several months in late 2015 and early 2016, not just 6 hours of one dramatic day. Whatever the case, Poroshenko and the Ukrainian's parliament obliged by ending Shokin's tenure as prosecutor. Shokin was facing steep criticism in Ukraine and among some U.S. officials for not bringing enough corruption prosecutions when he was fired. But Ukrainian officials tell me, this is the author of this article, there was one crucial piece of information that Biden must have known but didn't mention to his audience. The prosecutor he fired was leading a wide-ranging corruption probe into the natural gas firm Burisma Holdings that employed Biden's younger son, Hunter, as a board member. U.S. banking records show Hunter Biden's American-based firm, Rosemont Seneca Partners LLC, received regular transfers into one of its accounts, usually more than $166,000 a month, from Burisma from spring 2014 through fall 2015, during a period when Vice President Biden was the main U.S. official dealing with Ukraine and its tensions between itself and Russia. Transfers into one of its accounts, usually more than $166,000 a month. The general prosecutor's official file for the Burisma probe, shared with me by senior Ukrainian officials, shows prosecutors identified Hunter Biden business partner Devon Archer and their firm Rosemont Seneca as potential recipients of the money. Shokin told me in written answers to questions that before he was fired as general prosecutor, he had made specific plans for the investigation that included investigations and other crime investigation procedures into all members of the executive board, including Hunter Biden. He added, "I would like to emphasize the fact that presumption of innocence is a principle in Ukraine and that he couldn't describe the evidence further." William Russo, a spokesman for Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, did not respond to email messages Monday seeking comment. That was last Monday. The phone number at Rosemont Seneca Partners LLC in Washington was no longer in service on Monday. The timing of Hunter Biden's and Archer's appointment to Burisma's board has been highlighted in the past. The New York Times in December 2015 and 2016, book by conservative author Peter Switzer. That's where a lot of this came from to begin with. Although Biden made no mention of his son in his 2018 speech, U.S. and Ukrainian authorities both told me Biden and his office clearly had to know about the prosecutor's probe of Burisma and his son's role, they noted. Hunter Biden's appointment to the board was widely reported in American media. The U.S. Embassy in Kiev that coordinated Biden's work in the country repeatedly and publicly discussed the general prosecutor's case against Burisma. Great Britain took very public action against Burisma while Joe Biden was working with that government on Ukraine issues. Biden's office was quoted on the record acknowledging Hunter Biden's role in Burisma in a New York Times article about the general prosecutor's Burisma case that appeared 4 months before Biden forced the firing of Shokin. The vice president's office suggested in that article that Hunter Biden was a lawyer free of to pursue his own private business deals. Remember, it was Poroshenko that was put in place to replace the left or the Russian-leaning government in 2013. And who was behind all that? John Brennan, the CIA director for Barack Hussein Obama. They wanted to put Poroshenko in so that they could garner large amounts of money. Oh, and by the way, who was it who delivered, you know, samples of uranium in the uranium rum deal to Ukraine? Robert Mueller. Can't make this up. I'm telling you, this whole thing that goes into the Ukrainian connection is just going to start unravel. This is a new area that's going to unravel. Now, part of this we know because our own Chris Street brought to light a whole bunch of information and details about rocket motors. Rocket motors. Now, I say rocket because there's Rocket Man involved with rocket motors. That's, of course, North Korea. Remember, we had a problem with North Korea shooting off all sorts of missiles, right? And nuclear weapons, right? Where did he get them from? Well, he got them from the Ukraine. Where from? Poroshenko. Yeah, you got it. Money was being transferred around to pay for these rocket motors. That's why they were so. All of a sudden, here you have North Korea. They're not a manufacturing hub of the world. They can't make anything, but they can sure put things back together once they've been disassembled. You see, the Ukraine was a major source of missile components for the Soviet Union. And there's motors, there's all kinds of rocket parts, all kinds of fully loaded ballistic missiles still in the Ukraine for sale. And they were selling them to, guess where, North Korea. That's why they had such great accuracy, because they are accurate former Soviet-style motors and rockets going to Rocket Man. And in the mix of this, you've got, guess what? Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Oh, and then John Kerry. Get my drift? This is just opening up. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, anger percolates. Dems tee off on Howard Schultz amid fears Indy bid would give Trump 4 more years. An independent bid, in other words. Yeah, you know, when you're depending upon Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, right? And Bloomberg and she's Pocahontas to be some of your top candidates for president. You know you're in trouble. Okay, so now this Howard Schultz starts to show up. Starbucks. He's the guy who, of course, all white people are evil guy. One of those kind of people. You know, it conveniently likes to bash white people because, you know, white people, rather than American exceptionalism, white people get privilege and all that stuff, right? And he takes his whole corporate culture, turns it on top of his head and says, collectively, in my opinion, that all white people are evil. You know, to me, that's just blatant racism. I mean, when you take a focus with your corporate culture on a race, it doesn't matter if it's black, white, pink, whatever, that's racism. And I really believe that that's what he did. This goes back to this training that he put everybody through, you know, throughout the whole corporation about how to treat and be respectful to black people, because of your white privilege, you don't get it, right? Right. And rather than one particular circumstance developed in one of with one of his employees who was out of line, it applies racially to everybody because that person was white out of line, right? So you have to change your whole corporate culture. And if you're white, you're racist mentality. That was kind of the switcheroony that took a place. And that's what the thing was. So now he's running for president. Howard, this is Howard Schultz. Spoiling for a fight, Dems frantic over fear Schultz bid could boost Trump. Well, see, now I like this guy. If he's going to boost... I'm not changing. That's my opinion. I think it was wrong for him to basically castigate white people in the fashion he did. It was sort of behind the scenes kind of stuff about what was going on. But you know, the Dems really are worried about this guy, and you know they got no there anywhere. I mean, I know Ocasio-Cortez is going to run for president. That's what we're going to hear next. You know, you talk about. At the beginning, we played this apology tour by Tucker Carlson about Joe Biden, and he said he's part of the piling on Joe Biden, blah blah blah. Well, Joe Biden really does need some piling on, and what he was doing and how he was doing it was totally inappropriate, and he should have been smarter than that. That's just my opinion. Okay, but the other part of it was we're just way over the top from a political correctness standpoint, and I agree with that. That's where I think the apology really kind of rests, is playing into any kind of political correctness, which I don't think anybody was doing that, quite frankly. I think it was appropriate that people were condemning Joe Biden for his actions. I mean, some of this stuff is, when you look at the collectiveness, okay, I've done that, okay. But now we've got this whole thing going on with Howard Schultz, and he's kind of like one of them, but he's an independent. So it looks like he's going to run as an independent, okay? So now we get into shades of, who was that old Texan back there, back in the day, who kind of upset everything with George Bush? Remember that? 1992? So this is an article that came out. Howard Schultz, he's going to be featured at a town hall, I believe, tonight? Did I hear tonight? I think it's tonight. He's going to be featured at a town hall tonight. Oh, yes, town hall on Fox News Channel on Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern, so 3:30 Pacific. For all of you out on the West Coast. Oh, the Left Coast. The radical Left Coast. Howard Schultz, we can't have a country where millions of people are being left behind. Speaking on Fox and Friends, it's kind of weird the way they do this. I'm sorry, I'm looking at the print text that I've got on this. Starbucks, see, he's the Starbucks founder, right? Now, listen, I'll put my Agenda 21 Radio coffee against Starbucks any day, quite frankly. We have the boldest man-style coffee on the planet. Anyway, speaking of the founder and potential 2020 independent, they say this, presidential candidate, Howard Schultz, asked where Republicans and President Trump are on addressing America's trillion dollar debt. Well, in California, it's billions going down. It says if Republican President Trump is at the top of the Democrats' political target list, billionaire Howard Schultz may soon be second. So ever since the lifelong Democrat and former chairman and CEO of Starbucks announced on 60 Minutes in late January that he was he's into coffee, not mulling. An independent bid for the White House, the reaction from Democrats has been ice cold. Cold as ice. How they ever they sing that? Democrats quickly united, fearing a Schultz candidacy. This guy, listen, he's got it together. He's got it way together. I mean, here is a guy, successful. I mean, look at the credential. I'm not going to take away from his credential. I'm really, really radically opposed to what he did in terms of his corporate culture and that targeting of that race. See, that's just race baiting. And if you do it to one, you can do it to another. And that to me, why open up that Pandora's box? That's my criticism of Schultz. Okay, now, but the credentials of the guy, are you going to put him up against Pocahontas? Elizabeth Warren? How about Ocasio-Cortez? I mean, this guy's a billionaire who created Starbucks. I mean, you talk about ubiquitous. Starbucks is everywhere. It is. It's ubiquitous everywhere on the planet. So you got that is enough in itself. Does Elizabeth Warren have that? No. Does Pocahontas have that? No. I guess with her communist network, she probably does. So, well, to some degree, lesser degree. So this is my point. Howard Schultz is a strong candidate for president. A strong candidate for president. So he makes this announcement. Democrats quickly united, fearing a Schultz candidacy would wound their efforts to oust Trump from the White House. Presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts slammed Schultz as a billionaire who thinks he can buy the presidency to keep the system rigged for themselves while opportunity slips away for everyone else. I'm just so sad. That's Pocahontas crying again. Fellow billionaire and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who at the time was considering a bid for the Democratic presidential nomination, criticized a possible independent run by Schultz, saying it would end up reelecting the president. If he becomes a candidate, then we'll treat him like a target. Priorities USA Communications Director Josh Schwerin. David Axelrod, the former top political advisor to President Donald Trump, Barack Obama, tweeted that if Schultz decides to run as an independent, at real Donald Trump should give Starbucks their Trump Tower space rent-free. He's right. We'll be back. More about the Schultz thing in a second. Stay with us. And, you know, pay attention to what's going on at Jenna21Radio.news and NewCaliforniaState.com. We're going to get into this whole thing about Gavin Newsom, in El Salvador and MS-13. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin. coin and bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City, coin and bullion. 755 coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Today, a minimum wage job in America will not keep a mama and a baby out of poverty.
Climate change is no longer something that's just some esoteric scientific fact. It's something we have to do something about right now.
We need to pass a Green New Deal.
Healthcare is a right. It has to be publicly funded. It has to be comprehensive. Right.
And those are some of the issues that Democratic candidates, who would number about 16 or 17 now, have been bringing up on the campaign trail. Howard Schultz, also on the campaign trail, former CEO of Starbucks, best-selling author. His book is now out. But Howard, you are a Democrat, but you looked at some of that field and you said to yourself, I'm going to run, more than likely, but they are not saying what I believe.
Well, I think you just showed clips of people who are well-intentioned, love the country, but they're out of touch with these kind of policies that, in my view, are not realistic. And I think the American people are searching for a longing of truth, authenticity, and obviously policies that can be passed.
Wow. This is the Howard Schultz on Fox and Friends. I guess this was a day or so ago. Fox and Friends. Howard Schultz. Schultz. I'm going to have a lot of fun with this name. Running as an independent, looks like. On Fox and Friends.
But the reason I've decided to consider running as an independent is not only because of what you just showed, but the fact that the two-party system is broken.
Ah. Now, he must know about California, right? The two-party system is absolutely broken in California. You bet. There is no two-party. There is no Republican form of government in California.
We can't have a moral society if we don't have a moral government. And every step of the way, with $22 trillion of national debt, an immigration policy that's broken, healthcare policy, education issues, our standing in
immigration.
The world. And our standing in the world. And I know that you are strong proponents of the president. I understand that. But we have issues right now that must be solved.
And this guy sounds like a Donald Trump.
They will not be solved by two parties that are in bed every single day to defeat one another as opposed to representing the American people. And that's why I think that 42% of the American people are registered as independents and are looking for an alternative other than a Republican or a Democrat.
Howard,
there's a lot of truth to that. Now, if you're in California, there's a lot of truth. That's where New California comes in, by the way. Because there is no Republican Party in California. It's done. It's over. They're Trump haters. Now, if you're a Republican Party in California and your president is a Republican and you don't hate him, you hate him, and you're the party of hate, basically, the party of hatred, and so is the Democrats. I mean, they're haters too. So you got the hate party going on. That's the monoparty system.
You mentioned of the policies that need attention, you mentioned immigration.
Yes.
Right now there's a crisis at our southern border.
Yes.
How would you fix it?
Well, what I wouldn't do is, in all due respect to the president, would not cut off aid to Central America. But the issue of immigration...
They're not stopping people from
leaving. Yeah, why? That's your tax dollars.
Let me answer the question. So, first of all, it should be instructive to understand one thing. This has been going on for 20 years. So President Bush and President Obama, Republican and Democratic president, both gave the oppositional Congress an immigration bill. And if I showed you those immigration bills right now, each one of you could not tell which was a Republican and which was a Democratic
bill. We covered it back then.
Yeah, and they were both shut down. Why? because both parties at the time were unwilling to give the president, Republican or Democrat, a victory.
Right.
And right now we have the same kind of situation. Whether you like the Democrats or Republican, it doesn't even matter. Nancy Pelosi is not going to give the president a victory. It's not going to happen. Why? Because doesn't want to see him reelected.
Would a wall work? You meant-
it's not a question of whether a wall work. The Republicans are correct. We need fierce, strict borders, and we need verification. But the
he said that. The Schultz guy. Schultz.
The issue also is about humanity.
Remember, he's an independent, not a Democrat. He was a Democrat, but he's not a Democrat. And that's why the Democrats are in, well, panties in a bunch mode. You know, when you get a collective bunch of people with their panties in a bunch, it's, well, it's troubling.
In my view, the Dreamers should be given a pathway to citizenship.
No one even brings them up anymore.
No, it's and the president has been up and down about that issue. Why doesn't he come out and say, yes, the Dreamers have a right? In terms of the 11 million unauthorized people who are here.
The Dreamers have a right now when the whole thing was a directive that was sponsored by the President Obama, who said it was done just a temporary thing. Now they all have rights.
Let's get the facts right. The majority of those people did not cross the border. They're here because their visa expired. So that's another truthful fact.
But it's probably closer to 20 million, they say.
And it's right. Not 20 million. No, I've studied this inside now. The facts are it's about 11 to 12 million.
He falls apart on this one.
People, and 65% of them have come because
it's who's giving him the fact.
So their visa expires.
Overstays.
Yeah. So, but his issue is also an issue of humanity. This president, the people that all these Republicans promised growth of 3, 4, 5%. We got 2% growth right now.
Yeah.
Immigration has been a catalyst for growth in this country.
But not illegal immigration. People seeking across the border aren't a catalyst for growth.
No, but
that's a catalyst for chaos.
No.
Yep. Catalyst for chaos. And of course, let's see how he answers this. We have just a few seconds. Let's see how he answers this, what Kilmeade said.
But this is not an either-or situation. We could secure the borders. We can fund ICE with Republican policies. I agree with that. But we also can have a deep sense of humanity. And if you poll the American people, this is the issue. The 80% of the American people want and have wanted an immigration solution.
Well, he better get his message cleared up on that one, because I think the people of America have a real deep sense of humanity. And that seems to be the thing that people are taking advantage of right now, Mr. Schultz. Anyway, wow, a real independent. As an independent candidate for president. Maybe it should be Trump's running mate. Well, just saying.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800- 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. Biden accuser, no one should define another person's boundaries. Here we get into the Biden thing again. This is a little clip here. Came from.
All right, Biden finally speaking out today. Not a direct apology, but he is promising to be more mindful about personal space while still hinting at a 2020 presidential run. Joining me now, DJ Hill, a writer who decided to go public, recalling her own uncomfortable meeting with Biden in 2012. DJ, welcome to the show. You've talked a little bit about your situation. It was a political fundraiser. He had his arm around you. You were uncomfortable as it slipped down your back. Your husband stepped in and sort of broke it up with a joke. Why did you decide to tell your story?
I think we're going through a cultural shift in our country, which, in my opinion, is long overdue. And I've been inspired by women who have been brave enough to say that actions negatively impacted them, that they felt uncomfortable. And I also am a parent and a grandparent, and I think this issue is weary, and we've talked about it for decades. It's polluted politics. It's polluted our culture. And I think we've come to a point where we need to have a zero tolerance policy so that our country can focus on pressing issues at hand.
I want to play a little bit more of the president's, the vice president's statement today. It was very lengthy. Here's a little bit more about what he said about how times have changed.
Social norms have begun to change. They've shifted. And the boundaries of protecting personal space have been reset. And I get it. I get it.
But DJ, in that couple minutes long Twitter announcement there, he never used the words, I'm sorry. That bothered some of the other women who have come forward.
DJ,
what's your
Hill.
Response?
I would like to think that perhaps this is a time of realization and self-awareness for Mr. Biden. Time will tell. But I think that no one should define another person's boundaries, period.
Yeah. And, I think that the problem is that there's just so much evidence of this over time. And the left is covered for him, and he's known that he could be covered. Anyway, we got a lot coming up here in the next, lots of things coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk about Gavin Newsom, visit down to MS-13 land, Dave Hodges, sheriffs, the whole nine yards. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com and newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.